Good morning. It's Tuesday morning and my 48th audioboo. And today, despite the doom and gloom predicted by the weatherman, it's still looking quite bright here at the moment. It's not white like yesterday. I can see over to Fife very clearly, and although it's a bit chilly, it's actually looking very nice. And I know it's a little bit chilly because I've already been up to my studio at the top of the garden. And coming back down, really, I could feel that autumn was definitely on the way. But I have been enjoying my trips up and down to the studio through the garden every day. And partly because it has been teaching me to notice things in my more immediate surroundings and be inspired by them, because I have perhaps in the past fallen into the trap of feeling that I need to go further afield to be inspired and get new ideas and travel to new countries with completely new landscapes. But actually, it is just as possible to be inspired by things very close by if you just start to pay attention to them. And that's what walking through the garden has been teaching me, to notice what's growing, what's fading back, the shapes of things, being astonished by just how many different shapes of leaf are possible, sketching some and some of them appearing in little corners of paintings. So that's being a bit of a lesson for me as far as that goes, and it also has reminded me of an exhibition of photography that I once saw, of very striking images that a girl had taken purely within her flat using the effects of light coming through windows or curtains, and the play of the shadow on the walls and the shadow of leaves reflecting on the walls. And also I'm remembering a book that I have of Polaroid photographs by the Hungarian photographer André Kertész, who towards the end of his life was living in New York, and he was given one of the brand new SX70 Polaroid cameras by the Polaroid Corporation around about 1979, something like that. And he was less mobile at this point, and so he also took a series of Polaroids within his flat of glass ornaments against the skies as they changed. Also really striking, and a reminder that the triggers for images or other ideas are right under our nose, and we just mostly don't see that they're there. Anyway, with that thought, I will finish up this boo and head back up to the studio. Thanks for listening in, and hope you have a lovely day wherever you are. Bye-bye.